This is the Ethanol Report. 10% ethanol-blended fuel will be powering racing boats across the Midwest this season, the Renewable Fuels Association and the National Boat Racing Association have announced a new partnership to provide all hydroplane and runabout racing boats competing in the 2011 NBRA Series event races with the fuel known as E10. That's 10% ethanol, 90% gasoline. RFA's Director of Market Development, Robert White, says they hope the partnership will help them dispel some of the misconceptions about ethanol and boat engines.
What we're working with the National Boat Racing Association on is simply an educational effort. They have multiple races across the country using hydroplane outboard two-stroke engines. So we're kind of getting a twofer, if you will, because we've heard for a number of years, if not decades, that two-stroke engines have a compatibility issue with ethanol that we know is not true. We also have heard that marine engines have a compatibility issue that we also know is not true. And the opportunity with the Boat Racing Association was perfect. They know that E10, 10% ethanol is fine in boats, and so do we, of course, but now we get to tell the story on a high-performance level to the nation.
Nearly every gallon of gasoline sold in the country today is blended with ethanol, mostly in the E10 formulation, which has already been approved by the EPA for use in all engine types, including boats. But White says the notion that ethanol hurts boat engines persists.
And what we've learned over time from our own personal experiences or through the technical data is that genuinely it's usually a housekeeping issue either by the mariners or at the individual level. But the reality is that 10% ethanol is good in your jet skis, your boats, your, you know, any marine application. Ethanol will work and can work better than the gasoline alternative.
The president of NBRA, Dan Crummett, agrees that proper maintenance is really at the heart of caring for any small engine.
I think any fuel that you allow to sit, which many homeowners, boat owners, and whatever, with small equipment tend to do that. I've done it myself. You know, at the end of the winter, you have to go out and rebuild the carburetors because of varnished gasoline. And that was years before ethanol became an issue. A lot of people forget that boat motors and automobiles both, over the last 10 years, have been built with 10% ethanol in mind. But it's a matter of, you know, if you take care of your equipment, I mean, we race this stuff, and we've got quite a few dollars tied up in every one of these motors, and, I'm not going to do something that hurts my racing motor. My gosh, it's like my firstborn.
Crummett says the NBRA, which holds 6 to 8 races every year, is happy to showcase how racing boats are able to perform to their best capability using E10 fuel.
The National Boat Racing Association is an organization dedicated to stock and modified outboard racing with hydroplanes and runabouts, two different kinds of race boats. And we race throughout the Midwest, predominantly some in the Pacific Northwest, and we race in lakes from Louisiana to Illinois and then out in Washington some. And we will be using those as a venue to promote ethanol in that we're going to be running 10% blend, and we have a method of how we're going to do that with the different blends of lubricating oils that different people use.
For the promotion, White says ethanol pride will be displayed at every race with additional outreach to boat enthusiasts thanks to help from corn farmers.
The boats themselves will have the Fuels with Pride logo, the uniforms, course buoys, banners around all of the races. We'll be sending out information to all those that are signed up on the distribution list of NBRA. There'll be an educational tent. We'll be giving out fan packs. And we're going to take it to another level as well, because the RFA is funding the actual sponsorship with the NBRA. But the bonus of all this is that several of the corn growers associations have put in funding for activation. So we're going to be advertising this effort in such magazines and publications as Boating Magazine, which reaches 160,000 people monthly.
To find out more about this promotional effort, go to ethanolrfa.org or chooseethanol.com. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.